When you dread going to work. I'm Pat Farnak with the WCBS Health and Well-Being Report, sponsored by Valley Health System, enhancing the health and well-being of Northern New Jersey. Why are there so many toxic workplaces? Michael Lee Stollard of E Pluribus Partners explains.
Disconnection comes in two forms. It's a culture of control, where those who have power micromanage. The second type of disconnecting culture is a culture of indifference, and that's where people are just so busy it crowds out time for supportive relationships that we need to be connected.
How can that change?
People have a shared vision of their work, how they're serving others in some way that helps unite them. And when people have a voice in decisions, at least their opinions are sought and considered before decisions are made.
And it can be as simple as asking for input from the team or having lunch together once in a while. The entire interview at WCBS880.com/health. I'm Pat Farnak, WCBS News Radio 880.